The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. This is the Chaunce on a crisp, clear morning. Oh, man, I could not believe. I mean, I'm driving into the studio. It's early. And I'm like, man, you could really see those buildings in downtown Chicago. It's just a crisp, clear day. I guess the wind blew all the dust and dirt and pollution out of Chicago. But that was pretty cool. I was excited about that and, you know, going to look forward to another good day in the great outdoors. And, you know, that's an important thing. And, excuse me, what was I? Oh, yeah, radio show. Fishing is still doing good on inland waters. We can use rain. Yes, we need rain. Some places got a little bit of rain. Some places didn't get any rain. Some places got a lot of wind. Some places got a little wind. But, I mean, we definitely can use rain. And so let's look forward to some rain hitting us and get rid of some of the duckweed that's starting to pop up on lakes and different things like that. But, you know, one of the things I want to say is you got to remember to tell all of your friends to listen to what? Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's right. You got to listen to the Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN, especially on either the ESPN app or the Chauncey's Great Outdoors website. Just go to either one of them, hit the button, boom, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and you're listening to the show, having a good time, be part of it. Otherwise, you're going to miss out on something. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, whatever you want to do. I mean, it's okay. You know, we got you covered on so many different things, so many different things that you're going to enjoy what we're going to do today. And speaking of today's show, we have two very, I'm going to call, people that have been on before. But I like having them on. They're good people. First person, we have Phil Piscatello from On the Border Guide Service. Borderline Guide Service, I'm sorry. Sorry, Phil. Borderline Guide Service. And we're going to be talking about the chain and what's out there, what we should be doing, what we should be trying for. I mean, the guy lives basically in his boat on the chain. I swear he does. So we're going to be doing that. But we're also going to be talking today to Tim Derry, aye aye captain. I can't remember his long title that he is, but he's with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. He comes down once or twice a year, probably maybe 2 to 3 times a year if I think about it. And we're going to be – they've got a big – really big program going on at the Wilmette Station. So it's right there in the Park District of Wilmette. You can go there. They're going to have some boats there. They're going to have all kinds of stuff, exhibits. You can take a tour of the building. There's lots of stuff. But we're going to talk with Tim about all the good stuff that's going on out there, because this is something, whether you're a young kid or an old kid, it doesn't make a difference. You're going to have some fun enjoying it. And that's, I think, the important thing. You're going to wind up enjoying all the cool things to do out there. Yeah, I mean, just trust me, believe me on that one. I do have a little bit of sad news. My very, very, very first sponsor, and I mean this. I remember I was sitting there having a sandwich with my buddy Tom Balbutt at Paul's Pizza in Westchester, and today is Paul's last day of operation on 31st and Wolf Road. Yes. Today's his last day of operation. You know, not from Paul, but the word on the street is the landlord raised his rate 4 times and can't afford it. And you know, too bad. So many great institutions. And the one thing is, he just wasn't a hot dog, pizza stand, beef sandwich. I mean, he fed the station for 25 years. Unfortunately, some of my later producers haven't enjoyed Paul's beef as much as Bleck and Abdallah did, you know, because they come in from the bar to do the show. But no, guys, calm down. I'm just pulling your leg on that one. But it's really 25 years. He's been in business for 40-something years. And, I mean, he just, if a group, organization, whatever, needed something, Paul helped them. Whatever, school, park district, parties in the park, Paul was there. I mean, he just wasn't a business. He was a legend in the community of Westchester, Hillside, LaGrange, all of that. So please, if you get a chance, stop out 31st and Wolf Road, Paul's Pizza, say, hey, thanks for helping Chauncey for so many years, and, you know, enjoy your retirement, I guess, because I haven't had a chance to talk to him. But I'll hear from Paul in the next week or two. Okay, we did that. I got that. I think I got pretty much everything done. I tell you what, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we'll have more of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong. Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2025 London Low Boats powered by a Mercury outboard at that low Waterworks price. That's right. Waterworks is your one stop for any and all service this season with 5 fully certified mechanics in Mercury outboards and other brands. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard at some special deals, only make one stop at Waterworks. If storage is a problem, don't worry. Call Waterworks Marine at 708-798-9700 and get their secure storage rate just for you at a price you won't believe. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop in there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. On Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go on a salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters. It's a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day with friends, family, and coworkers, all on Lake Michigan with a 2, 4, or 6-person charter. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a Lunker Lake Trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Ha ha ha! segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
It started out just like any other cast. Except this time I hooked up.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
The Dragomar reel was smoking.
Monster Bass. Please don't break my line.
The summer's coming up over my favorite little bay. Little did I know, today would be the day.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, we're doing a little bit of fishing close to home. Yes, we're going to go up around Chain of Lakes area and some other possible lakes that he fishes. But we have Phil Piscatello, who is with the Borderline Fishing Guide Service. I know a lot of you people have gone out with them in the spring, in the summer, in the winter, in the fall, all year round. But he knows the chain like the back of his hand, and really, he does a great job. Phil, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome, Chance. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay. Let's talk about what's happening with the Chain of Lakes, because for so long, people were complaining, oh, the water levels are so low, the water levels are so low. Well, the water levels are at normal pool, I think, aren't they?
Yes, they finally brought them up. I guess this year they kept it down a little bit longer until May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, now the water is back to normal level, finally.
Yeah. So what when we get it back to normal water level, all that does is get fish more places to go.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah.
What now? Back in that shallow water cover and all kinds of stuff, back in channels. And,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and those channels, the crappie been waiting to run up there, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are you finding on the chain this time of the year? I mean, it's the bass, well, they really shouldn't be spawning. Well, they might be starting to make nests. Bluegill, maybe a little bit longer for them. But what else has been going on up there? You know, walleye, you got walleye, muskie, cats, bass, crappies, stripers. What am I missing?
Yeah, kind of a lot. Yeah, muskie-wise, we're catching a lot of males right now, the 28 to 34-inch fish.
Mm-hmm.
The females are recovering from their spawn, and I think they should be good to go. We got a big muskie tournament this weekend, so I'm thinking we'll be seeing some better fish caught this weekend on the muskies.
That's cool. That's cool. And then what is that tournament on, Saturday?
It's on Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. And then, well, there's always bass fishing tournaments. I know I you know, Blarney's Bassmasters has two of them. Mutiny has another one, I think. And how many other ones they have out there?
And there's Angler's Choice.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Angler's Choice. Sorry, guys. I forgot that one. But now, what do you... Okay, if you're going to go out crappie fishing, what would you be telling your clients this is where you're going to be looking?
Crappies, for the most part, are finishing spawning. There's still some late spawners. There's some still in channels yet, and they're starting to transition to the main lakes.
Mm-hmm.
If you fish channels now, you're going to see you're going to be catching a lot more bluegills and other stuff in there, and less crappies, so they'll be moving back out into the main lakes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of in a transition period, but you can still get plenty of crappies.
Okay. Now, the largemouth, they're, you know, I always say, if you find bluegills and you find, you know, you see, you know, minnows and stuff, the largemouth aren't going to be far away. Trust me. They're not going to be far away. Are you finding that pretty much the same way? If you know, you're starting to see smaller fish in certain areas, the largemouth are going to be in the outer edge of them?
Yeah, absolutely. They do definitely feed on bluegills a lot. There's bluegills. There's definitely bass.
Mm-hmm.
There's other bunches of fish that will feed on crayfish. Yeah, a lot of the deeper channels that have a lot of rocks and stuff, so they feed heavily on crayfish.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the shad feeders as well, so we got them in a bunch of different areas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, I forgot about the shad on the chain because there's a lot of shad, which is a very great bait fish because the dorsal fin is not spiny at all. And, you know, everybody likes to eat them, from cats to bass to muskie to... You name it, they like eating shad, right?
Absolutely. We're seeing bigger fish than ever before because of the shad in our system now, which I think is a great thing
mm-hmm.
to have them in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of good fish. And also, there's so many, there's a lot of shad. They're able to maintain all the populations of the other fish. Like, years ago, if you remember, the yellow bass population exploded back in the 80s and 90s. But now, it's a shad in there. Now they're able to feed, and there's enough forage for all the different species, which is really a great thing.
Oh, that is. Yeah, exactly. Now, if you're going to be looking for bass, I mean, would you be pitching like a jigging creature or, you know, plastic worm or crankbait? What would you be looking for this time of the year on a chain for bass?
Bass right now in a lot of the areas are starting to make beds and come up shallower. Jigging a cross combination is a really good presentation this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
To locate fish, you can fish spinnerbaits and chatterbaits and moving baits, but once you get a stretch and you find a couple, then I would just work it back and forth to pitch it with a jig and craw combination or a small plastic worm, or is another good choice for this time of year. And another one is a stick worm, like a Senko.
Okay. Just put a Senko rig and just kind of bounce that little worm and say, come here and get me, boys.
Exactly, yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. Now, what about the, and I don't want to say they're the favorite fish, but muskie and walleye? Well, for walleye, I always tell people, look, if you really want to zero in on walleye, you got to go to the current areas, which means the narrows or a bridge area and stuff like that. Is that true, or am I just way off?
No, you are you're dead on, actually. Absolutely.
Okay.
Bridge areas, neck down areas, anywhere where there's currents this time of year, because walleyes are a river fish. You can fish the upper Fox River and the lower Fox River near the bridges and up on current bends and like that, and holes and stuff like that, and they'll be on those areas right now.
Okay. And, you know, and once again, that you're talking, you know, jig and minnow, just a slip bobber and a minnow just to hold it at a certain depth or something, or do you really need to work the bottom?
Well, yeah, you can work the bottom too. We also use, those are awesome presentations, and I also like to use jig and plastic combinations too, and you can cover water a little bit. The one thing about walleyes is on the chain of lakes, people, a lot of guys are missing them because a lot of them aren't fishing too deep. A lot of the fish are shallow, and they stay shallow throughout most of the summer. I'm talking 8 feet and less.
Well, yeah, and as a matter of fact, last Sunday, I was out fishing a pond in a forest preserve, and I'm not exaggerating, people. I'm watching people cast out in the center of the lake or, you know, 10 feet from shore, and I was catching bass. The closest to the shoreline I caught a bass was maybe 4 feet, and the water couldn't have been more than 6-7 inches deep, and I was just using a bobber and a hook, a number two hook with a minnow on it, and I didn't even have the bobber in the water. I was just suspending the bobber off, and these bass are just cruising that 6 inches of water, slamming bait. I mean, slamming the baits.
Absolutely.
You know, and it was, I hate to say it, but it was really a lot of fun watching them eat it.
Absolutely, yes, yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, last but not least, what about the ever-popular Mr. Tooth himself, the muskie?
Yeah, the muskies are, like I said earlier, they're recovering from the spawn, the females, so they should be in pretty good shape, ready to go. So we're going to see a lot of those being caught now. The trolling bite really is going to start right now in May and into June. That goes on fire, like Lake Marie, Bluff, trolling shad-style baits and stuff, and the prop wash behind the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You can get multi-fish days doing that. The bite really turns on.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things... Well, go ahead. Also what?
And also, when you're fishing for... muskies, follow their forage and you're going to find the fish. For instance, some groups of muskies, right after they get done spawning, they go out in the basin and follow shad schools. Other groups of fish really feed on crappies heavily. There's a lot of times on crappie fishing, I'll see big muskies in channels and channel mouths and stuff. But kind of feed on those areas too, in the shallows, creeks and stuff, where you see crappies, you'll see your muskies.
Because when I've gone muskie fishing on the chain, I've gone musky fishing, and I've caught walleye. When I've got walleye fishing, I've caught catfish. And if I go bass fishing, I catch muskies.
Absolutely. And what I always tell everybody, being a multi-species fisherman, you really need to learn about all the different species of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Like crappie fishing, all the muskies you see while you're crappie fishing.
Yeah.
But you don't see any muskie fishermen. We got to get the word out. If you want to catch muskies, go where the crappies are. And vice versa, or the walleyes are, or the shad. They're going to be feeding on those fish.
Oh, yeah.
So you want
exactly. You got to have to follow the buffet table.
Yes, like the Native Americans always say, we always spend too much time studying the predator where we should spend more time studying the prey.
That's right, because it's the prey that they're looking to get their meal from.
Absolutely.
Here's a question for you, because I know you also did some guiding on the chain in the winter for over the last number of years. Do you ever wind up going to those same spots in the summertime that you do in the winter when you're ice fishing?
Absolutely.
Really?
A lot of them hold fish all year round. A lot of my good crappie and bluegill spots,
mm-hmm.
that have main lake weed beds, and those same weed beds in the wintertime will hold the same fish.
I'd be damned. I'd know that. Okay. That's good to know.
Now, things have changed since, like, remember back in the day, like, we had a lot colder, longer winters.
Where yeah.
We had more snow, more ice, and it lasts from November to March.
Mm-hmm.
Then, what the fish would do, they'd be shallower until the oxygen was depleted. Then they'd move on their weed lines, get deeper, there's more oxygen and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 10 years or so, I mean, we've had really mild winters compared to back in the days of old. And, I mean, these fish have no reason to leave. They have no reason to go deeper or anything. There's plenty of oxygen and food right in the shallows over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, I always, you know, my mantra has been fish only want to do three things in life. One, they want to reproduce to pass on the genes to the, you know, to the next generation. They want to be comfortable, and they want to eat. That's it.
That's it. Yep.
You know, they want to feel comfortable and safe, so they'll be in weeds, they'll be next to a tree, they'll be, you know, all kinds of places like that. I mean, they're not, and it's just, it's a way of survival, and then they want to eat. And if you find a buffet table, pretty good, you know. That's all I can say. I mean, there's a couple of Polish smorgasbords I haven't been to in a long time, but, you know, it's the same concept. I go to the buffet table.
There you go. Yep.
Hey, Phil, if somebody wants to get a hold of you with Borderline Fishing Guide Service, what is some of the best ways they can get a hold of you, phone, internet, whatever? You tell me.
Yeah, the best way is usually just to call my cell phone number, and if I don't answer, just leave a message. I will get back to you.
Okay.
And I can give you that number. My number is 847-638-7547.
Okay, give me that number one more time.
And number is 847-638-7547.
Okay, and so one more time, I'm going to give it. It's 847-638-7547. And when Phil answers the phone, say, hey, I want to get out on the lake fishing. What do we got open? And set up a time. If they want to see you on the digital-wise, are you on Facebook or anything?
Yeah, you can see me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page as well, too.
Okay, cool.
I'm posting what we're doing out there and all that good stuff.
Very good. Very good, my friend. Well, Phil and everyone we've been talking with, Phil Piscatello, Borderline Fishing Guide Service, local boy who fishes the waters we fish. Except he's figured it out and knows where they're all hiding, where we're still trying to learn where they're hiding. Phil, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Oh, you're welcome, Chauncey.
All right, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 18663 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is celebrating with two great programs. One is the Lund Bonus Days to get a certificate for $500 on the purchase of a select 2025 model with a Mercury outboard. Or check out the low set for summer sales event and make your summer fun one you won't forget. Find that durable, trusted low that you've been dreaming of with a Mercury outboard with the best sale of the year that ends May 31st, and you can save up to $4,000. So whether you're looking for a new Lund or low powered by a Mercury outboard, or you want a fun certified used boat from Waterworks,
Call them at 708-798-9700 or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and get ready for a summer full of fun on the water with Waterworks Marine.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
We are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
One pike, two pike, three pike, four.
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more. My name is Chad Chawalski.
And I'm DJ Sweeney, and I got a little story about a slimy green meanie.
Hi there, this is Chelsea Cardin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
And the body like a hog.
They'll bend your rod over.
Like your snake down a log.
But that's the type of fishing
that we both like, I want.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. How y'all doing? And on the phone with me right now is a good buddy of mine. We have him on every year. We have him on usually a couple times a year, but every year at this time, we have, Officer Tim Derry from the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. What's your title this year?
Actually, my leadership roles, due to term limits, came to an end on the last day of last year.
Oh, okay.
So I am basically just an active member right now and kind of enjoying getting back to doing the things that we originally joined to do, and that was teaching the public and teaching other auxiliaries, as well as performing search and rescue on the lakes, and also vessel safety checks and public affairs events.
Cool. Well, speaking of events, this weekend, right? Like today.
Nope, absolutely. Today we have our annual open house at United States Coast Guard Station Wilmette Harbor, which is located in Gilson Park, right east of Sheridan Road near the Baha'i Temple. I will extend an invitation to the public, but it's a little weird getting into Gilson Park because they have been in a massive campaign of rebuilding and reconfiguring the park and putting in new streets and roads. So you have to kind of enter from the exit and exit from another exit. But there are signs, but we are certainly there, and it is accessible. And I was just there on Sunday to put up some signs and banners to let the locals know what we had in store. So, yes, this today from 10 to 2, 1000 to 1400, as we call it on the radio.
Okay.
We will be hosting the public and just showing them around. We'll have both Coast Guard and Coast Guard Auxiliary patrol vessels on display and possibly some vehicles from local law enforcement and fire department. There's also other rescue vessels from the Wilmette Fire Department and I believe possibly the Illinois DNR. So there's a lot to see and a lot to talk about and learn about pollution control and learn about different careers in the Coast Guard, whether it be through the academy or through enlisting as active duty or signing up to become an auxiliarist as I am.
Cool. And, you know, I went to this a couple years ago, and I've got to tell everybody that whether, I mean, if you're a kid, you know, if you got kids at home, oh, my gosh, they go nuts. I mean, because all they get to, you know, all these vessels and things to see and tours and the building. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, but then if you're a big kid, I think you're having more fun than the little kid.
Well, I'm still having fun. I certainly has been a few years since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple. So. But, I mean, this is – it's not just for, you know, okay, this is a cool thing for the kids to go. No. This is a cool thing for mom, for dad, for grandma, for grandpa, for great-grandpa even, and great-grandma. I mean, there is so much. And you can really see what you – how do I put this? You see what is available to be used for – an emergency that you should never be in. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
The resources are there.
Yeah, this is what the resources are. And it's such a beautiful thing to see the people, the group, and talk to these people. And, you know, your kids can ask them questions. And, I mean, they just get immersed. And these guys, all the guys and ladies, all love to answer the questions and, you know, go on like that. And if you have all these other people, if they're available, the DNR and the police departments and stuff like that and fire departments, that's even more stuff for them to check out and have fun and do
on Saturday.
On Saturday.
On Saturday, yep. So, today.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's kind of the highlight of our year. As a matter of fact, last year, I was away to St. Louis for senior officers training the day that this occurred. And, boy, I hated to miss it. And I'm watching Facebook posts and photos that my wife sent me about the open house going on. And as I say, it's really the highlight of a year to let the public know what it is that the Coast Guard does, what it is that we do as Coast Guard Auxiliary in augmenting our Coast Guard forces.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is an extremely vigorously busy, we call it AOR, Area of Responsibility, in the northern suburbs. We go all the way down as far pretty much as North Avenue Jetty and all the way up. Now our combined stations between Wilmette and Kenosha go all the way up to the Wind Point Lighthouse on the north end of Racine, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And there's a lot going on. There's a lot of harbors. There's a lot of beaches. There's a lot going on in that area, and we are dead set in the center of it to be there to take care of if anything does occur.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the meantime, we spend our time teaching people how to maybe not get into that situation in the first place.
I was just going to say, and, you know, when we've talked about doing vessel safety checks, and we did it at Waterworks Marine a couple of months back in March, at the end of March, with their open house. And you know, it's a vessel safety check. It's not a, you don't have this, and you get your little slap on the hands. No, it's nothing like that, everybody. A vessel safety check is just another set of eyes looking at all the things that you should
have on your boat, or if they're on your boat, are they current? And that's what really, because you never want to be in a situation where you have an emergency, where you have to call for help or assistance, and something doesn't work. And it could be, you know, a big, beautiful day, but you just never know. And, you know, hey, you know, the flares, you know, where's your marine radio if you're going on the big lake, Lake Michigan? You need to have a marine radio on. Where are your flares? Oh, here they are. Oh, you know, they expired about 5 years ago. And the guy goes, sure. Really? Don't throw them out, but, you know, they expired.
People may not realize this. There are authorized versions of electronic flares that never expire that are available now.
What?
That you can have on your boat. Yeah, we'll have one on display later on today. It is a it's an electronic flare, and it does, in fact, serve the purpose of day or night conventional pyrotechnic flares. And what a great thing. Is it a little pricey to buy in the first place? Not that much. But it basically is good forever. So there's a lot of things to learn about.
Yeah. And, you know, and life, you would be surprised. And I'm sure they're going to have displays of life jackets on. The difference between a life jacket that's like a, what we would call a Mae West, you know, that goes around your neck and, you know, in the front of your body. A life jacket is meant to keep you out of the water if you wind up going into the water, if you hit your head or something, you know. That's what really it's for. I think it is. And, you know, some of these that are just a small little vest that, you know, you could be leaning forward and you could drown with the life jacket on. But if you have the proper life jacket that keeps your head out of the water, even if you're unconscious, you're going to live. You know what I'm saying? Or hopefully.
That's correct. People find, you know, the Mae West style vest kind of uncomfortable and uncool to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the vest that will keep an unconscious person's head out of the water and keep them breathing until we can rescue you.
Right, exactly.
That's the other ones will sort of keep you upright, and that's fine. The other problem, too, is not only having the vest on board, but it's wearing the vest. And then the other thing we'd like to point out to people is your vest functional? A lot of times buckles, because they're plastic and they sit in the sun, they can develop a crack in the one side of the buckle, and when you close it, it will click positively like it's working,
mm-hmm.
and then when it's asked to hold you up out of the water, all of a sudden it lets go. So we like to check that, make sure that the sun hasn't deteriorated. And if the vest, and it should have reflective tape markings, we got to make sure that they're stitched on so that we have a chance of finding it in the water. It's a proper size vest, and certainly in the case of anything that's considered to be an inflatable vest, we want to make sure that it is serviced and still functioning, because that's a situation where it doesn't go to work until you tell it to go to work.
Exactly, exactly.
So it's a little bit dicey. So,
yeah.
And, of course, there's other types of flotation. There are float coats. There are AECs, which are anti-exposure coveralls, that you can wear. And all of that stuff has got to be checked, got to be working. We've just reinforce our Coast Guard standards and are required, even though we're seasonal, we are required to inspect our gear twice a year. And so that means we just did it this past Saturday morning. Okay, but we're going to do it again in the fall, even though the majority of us are not going to get underway for another number of months, because a non-functioning gear is a horrible false sense of security.
Yeah.
Well, I'm okay. I'm wearing an exposure coverall. I'm wearing a float coat. I'm wearing a Type 3, or I'm wearing an inflatable. So I'm okay. And then you find out you're not okay. And the time to find that out, you know, there's a saying that I use in so many parts of my life and my day job, you know, it'll work until it doesn't.
Yeah. So, oh, exactly. And once again, what is the name of this event that's happening at the Coast Guard Station?
It is just the United States Coast Guard Station Wombat Harbor Annual Open House.
Right.
And it's from 10 to 4. And it's located on Harbor Drive in Gilson Park.
And if you have a hard time finding your way into Gilson Park because of construction and stuff, please, I'm going to ask you, don't just get frustrated and say, I'm not going to go. No. Take that second and third effort if you haven't figured it out how to get into it, and go and see this with your friends and family, because I don't care how old you are, you're going to walk out of there going, gee whiz, I didn't know that. at the Coast Guard and the Coast Guard Auxiliary do all of this. They do environmental, they do, you know, safety, they do programs, they do education. There's a way of, it's a military service. Is it Semper Paratus?
Semper Paratus.
Ooh.
Always ready. Always ready.
I got that out of my brain. Oh, I'm impressed.
Always ready. There we go. I'm even more impressed.
Semper Paratus. And, you know,
it most certainly is. And the entire organization is always Semper Paratus. We train day in and day out to be.
Yes. So I thank you for all of your work, you and all the other auxiliary members and all of the members of the, you know, actual in the U.S. Coast Guard, for not just what they do around here, but what they do all over the world, because they really are stationed all over the world. But let's get out from 10 to 2, you said?
Saturday.
Saturday, today, from 10 to 2. Get out there. Let's have some fun and be part of a great event.
Sounds good. I really appreciate your conducting these interviews, John. This is the 14th year that you and I are doing this.
Oh, my gosh.
12th year. I said 12th year.
12th year.
That we're doing this. And I don't know, it's more than 12 times because a number of years we were on 2-3 times a season.
Yeah.
But as you and I know, people have acknowledged our voices in the station on the day of the open house and said, you know, hey, I heard you guys on the radio this morning. And that really means that this is getting out.
Exactly.
It isn't just the boating public. It's the public that wants to enjoy the water. It's cool. Whether it's boating or paddleboard or swimming off of the beach, whatever, we are getting the message out to them. So my sincere appreciation for us doing this over and over again, and also for all our years of friendship.
Yes, thank you so much, my friend. And you have a great event today, 10 to 2, right there at the park, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine at 186 6th Street, South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills is celebrating with two great programs. One is the Lund Bonus Days to get a certificate for $500 on the purchase of a select 2025 model with a Mercury outboard. Or check out the Lowe's Set for Summer Sales event and make your summer fun one you won't forget. Find that durable, trusted Lowe that you've been dreaming of with a Mercury outboard with the best sale of the year that ends May 31st, and you can save up to $4,000. So whether you're looking for a new Lund or Lowe powered by a Mercury outboard, or you want a fun certified used boat from Waterworks, call them at 708-798-9700 or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go online to waterworks.com and get ready for a summer full of fun on the water with Waterworks Marine.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door. Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
Gone fishing. I love that song. I love that song. Oh, is it so much fun to listen to? Hey, everybody, it's the Chaunce. Welcome back. This beautiful day we're going to have today. I mean, it's just cool and crisp. You know, I'm not an 80-degree plus kind of guy, you know? I kind of like it below 80, you know, 75 is perfect, 72 is like, you know, heaven, and if we're talking 65 to 68, I'll do anything. Hey, let's get into some fishing reports, because that's very important here, you know, and once again, this Aiden Fishing Report, my grandson, is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Aiden says, Papa, Dad said he and other buddies took one of their boats out and had a good week day of fishing. I was in school while they were out fishing. And then he's got a sad face. The fish, he said, were spread out a little bit more. They were fishing from 40 feet out to 100 feet of water. And this is in the South Haven area. Anglers were catching coho salmon and Chinook salmon. The fish were caught on spoons and small crankbaits. Pier anglers reported some fish, but nobody caught a perch anywhere. Uncle Tom fished the St. Joe area and said he did pretty well. The boats were mostly fishing 40 to 70 feet of water and got some good catches were reported. He took a couple of fish that were even well behind beyond 100 feet of water. Rented teeth today. Spoons are the most successful lure, he said. Pier anglers did catch a few coho salmon and a couple steelhead, but not a lot. Anglers used shrimp and alewives fished under bobbers off the pier. Once again, no perch. Where are they? In your freezer, Papa? Well, they were. I ate them, Aiden. And the Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Matter of fact, Wayne LeBaron and I and Tom Palmisano and a couple other people are going to the Piscateers Wild Game Dinner this afternoon. I'm looking forward to that. It's absolutely the most unbelievable smorgasbord of wild game that you could ever imagine in your life. It is really something to shake your head and go, ngang, ngang, ngang. All right, let's talk a little bit more about fishing reports, because we've got a little more time here today for some odd reason. Cook County Forest Preserves, you know, all I can tell you is, I know 1 year I said I was spanking a salmon, but man, I am tickling. I'm tickling the bluegill right under their little pectoral fins. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, man. And we are catching tons of good-sized bluegills, crappies, and their crappies are almost black. They are so dark. It's got to be a spawning color. I mean, I caught them. I went, geez, I said, somebody dip them in ink? They were almost that black. You could see some white in them, you know, but, I mean, it just were beautiful fish. Oh, we threw them all back, you know. I thought about keeping a couple for dinner, but, you know, I'm still eating salmon from my trip out with Captain Tony. Bussy Lake action for walleye and bass, small muskie and bluegill were taken below the main dam. That's right. Right below that main dam. Water's not that deep, but those fish all kind of hang below the main dam, below the dam that went over the dam. So that's a good place to start with. And try not to spook the fish, because they can see you if you see them, all right? Main Lake has largemouth bass been hitting plastics and crankbaits in less than 8 feet from shore. Tampier Lake crappie were off the fish cribs in the cats and bullhead on chicken livers and night crawlers. Largemouth bass close to shore, along with those bluegills mixed in. Axe Head Lake, bluegill and bullhead on worms. Squawky Lagoons, bass, bluegill, and small crappie for the shore anglers for them. And this past Thursday, 2 days ago, it was the IHSA sectionals, not the regional, sectionals, I think it's called. They changed it up this year. I have to teach myself which one it is again. But they were at a lot of lakes throughout the state of Illinois, and they had some. We're going to be talking about it next week and some of the size catches. I mean, there was a 15-pound five-fish limit brought in to the main pool of Bussy Lake on Thursday. I stood there and looked at this. I mean, I was like, nang. It was just unbelievable. Hey, Captain Tony has been out on the water. He's been chasing some nice salmon, working a little bit harder for him. You know, the fog is absolutely scary out there. And what I mean by that is when you're out there on the when the lake is all foggy and just thicker than pea soup, you're the big boats are running off their radar. But it's the and I'm not trying to be nasty to my friends that are all the recreational boaters, but there are some recreational boaters out there who are zipping through the fog at wide open. And if we can't see you, you can't see us. And, you know, they're calling on the radio. You should have a marine radio on your boat if you're on a big body of water like this. And say, and you'll hear, hey, little boat, you know, at this point, I'm on your left. And these zoom, zipping. And it's all safety. I'm not yelling that they're doing anything wrong except flying when it's so foggy. You've got to be careful out there in the fog. You got to be careful anytime. But it was, I mean, pea soup. Tony says, well, the break wall's right over there. I couldn't even see the break wall. And go, how do you know it's there? Go, it's on the radar charts. Oh, okay. I mean, it was, and then we got closer and then, oh, there it is. But it just was amazing to see out there. And he's still catching salmon. He is still spanking the salmon out there like you wouldn't believe. And as a matter of fact, myself and thousands of other people would like to wish Captain Tony and his family a tremendous amount of love and sympathy on the death of his brother, Dominic Bovenzo, from Aurora. He passed on the 13th, and their funeral is today. And Captain Tony said, but I'm going to be out fishing on Sunday because that's what my brother would want. Good guy. Good guy. My sympathies to you and the family, Tony, for Dominic. Lake Michigan, perch season's closed, folks. It's still close to June 16th. I know they say to 15th, but it's to the midnight of 15th, you know, so 11:59. Shore anglers are getting coho, rock bass, and a few pike in the harbors near weeds. Important, that one. Trollers are reporting that dense fog on the big lake. Charters are watching the radars, as Emma just mentioned. Salmon action's fair to good. Tony's doing quite well, as well, some of the other people are doing quite well. But you just have to be careful out there. And we started redoing the Facebook fishing report for everybody since our good friend Dale Bowman is no longer doing a Wednesday fishing report. Too many people called me up and said, Chauncey, put that fishing report back up there that you pulled together. So that's what I did. Okay, Dave Dewey, our friend up in Wisconsin. And hey there, my friend. He was talking about Delavan Lake, one of my favorite spots. He said the yo-yo weather has been constant factor for the past week. It looks like stable weather is coming later in the week, which will help fishing tremendously. Well, that means this weekend, folks. Largemouth bass are in the shallows, 3 to 4 feet of water. Best location is on the west end of Viewcrest or Highlands Bay. Fish are being caught on green pumpkin or root beer colored Senko. I wonder if there's a root beer a Filbert's root beer colored lure. Okay. That's an old soda on the south side of Chicago. Walleye pike fishing has been pretty much average, nothing to get excited about, but it should be getting better. Bluegill have been very good near the outlet dam or in the channels, such as Browns, Viewcrest, and Highland. Crappie have been good in the mid-range weeds. That's an important thing he said to look at. On Lake Geneva, he said, due to cool spring, fishing on Geneva has remained slow. And I mean slow. It ain't happening. Smallmouth bass are starting to turn on, which is a good sign. They're suspended out in about 12 to 15 feet of water. Crappies have been hit and miss right now. One day they're on, one day they're not. One day they're by the boat docks, one day they're not by the boat docks. So you have to figure that out and where you want to go and what you're going to check out and do there. The Lake St. Clair smallmouth bass fishing in Michigan has also been reported slow, but anglers had fair performances in the Ford's Cove and Metro Beach area for those that love going to St. Clair fishing for smallies. And there's some muskie out that way to think about. Lake Erie portion of the state of Michigan, walleye fishing has improved this week from last. Anglers are catching them in 20 feet of water east of the DTE coal power plant. Those trolling with nightcrawler harnesses had the most success for most of the anglers there. That's a big important thing to talk about there. We got that. Next week is the restaurant show in Chicago. And you're going, Chauncey, who cares? No, it's a really cool thing to go to. But the thing about it is that I wanted to make sure that you knew is they are, the state of Illinois is having a big promotion on the Kopi, what used to be called Asian carp. They really do taste good, people. You got to think of it. It's not a bottom-eating muck. They swim through the open water. They're not sitting on the bottom. And they're eating plankton, zooplankton, phytoplankton. And it's like they're eating grass just like a cow does. And everybody that I've served Kopi to has gone, my God, this is really good. So, let's not just say, we're not going to do that because it's not going to taste good, Chauncey. It really is. That's Kopi. My friends, Eric Anderson, is right now doing a lot of work with the federal government because that northern third of the lower peninsula and the upper peninsula of Michigan is still being put back together after the big ice storms that they had. It's very, very dangerous up there. You got to be careful. And you know what? Today is not just in Indiana, but across the country. No, it's not that. It's Parks Day. That's right. Saturday, May 17th. It's National Day of Outdoor Play, designed to connect kids and families with local, state, and national parks. That means grab your grandchildren, their friends, everybody in your household, and just go to the park. Leave the electronics at home. Enjoy a day. Wander around. See what's happening out there. You're going to have a good time. Just put a little windbreaker on. It's a little cool out there. The wind's out there, all right? Oh, wind's playing, so we got to start the flute here. And I'd like to leave you with the Native American proverb, and this one goes for my friend Apensui Majawat in memory of Captain Tony's brother, Dominic. When you mention the name of someone around a campfire, their spirit will rise with the smoke, and they will never be forgotten. When you say the name of somebody who has passed around a campfire, their spirit will rise with the smoke, and they will never be forgotten. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch, the salmon we're eating, the bass I'm going to be catching in 1 hour and 5 minutes. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week, right here, Memorial Day weekend, live on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Take care, everybody.